Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Napa Know-How.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
17.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing a line drive, base hit right field. One runner's in. Baez is going to try to score. He slides. He scores. Cubs win. Two-run single, Alex Avila.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just after 4 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title. Be there October 14th for the home opener at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. We begin with baseball, and they're just beginning a long day and night over at Guaranteed Rate Field. As the White Sox and the Twins are set to go in the first of two games, Carlos Rodon going in the opener, Carson Fulmer up from AAA, he will pitch the nightcap. As for the Cubs, they begin a road trip in Cincinnati tomorrow night. John Lackey will be on the mound, and newly acquired catcher Rene Rivera, he'll likely start at least one game in that series, and here he talks about his biggest challenge with his new team.
Knowing your pitching staff, and that's one thing that, you know, I'm going to work hard to get everybody know, you know, get the trust of everybody and, you know, go from there.
And one other Cub note, Anthony Rizzo today named the National League Player for the Week, and why not? He hit .429, 13 runs batted in. Pro Football John Fox said after Bears practice today that he's still not sure how he'll divide the playing time for his quarterbacks in preseason game number 3. That's coming up Sunday afternoon down in Tennessee. Trevor Siemian, he gets the starting nod at quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and Roger Goodell is getting a 5-year extension as the league's commissioner. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is tomorrow, beginning at 5:30. That'll be Mark Grody's pregame show, and that'll be followed by the game against the Reds in Cincinnati. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper. Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Now Mora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it. He caught it. Al Mora just robbed Matt Adams. runs of a game tire.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
There's a base hit. Zauber scores. Here comes a throw. Baez scores. Cubs win. Cubs win. Alex Avila.
Lynn Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Ben Casper is brought to you by locally crafted Two Brothers Artisan Brewing. Two Brothers wants you to follow your passion and drink theirs. He's on Twitter at Len Casper. He's with us now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. That yesterday was a thing, because I don't know if any of our stats gurus have put this together, Lenny, but I can imagine that you've never seen two guys strike out and reach base and end up scoring.
No, I can't say I have. Nice to talk to you guys. Rosie, nice to hear your voice. First of all, it's the first time this season a team had been down multiple runs in extra innings and come back and won. I think previously the trailing team was 0-50, something like that. So that's hard to do. And then, you know, I thought Roberto Osuna actually pitched pretty well. I mean, he's probably walking off the mound thinking, I just recorded like five outs and I gave up three runs. It was a tough inning for Rafi Lopez. Alex Avila obviously had the tough play where he tried to hang on to the ball and made the errant throw that allowed the runner to advance in the top of the inning. It was crazy, and I guess it just kind of capped an interesting week. The Cubs came back from 9-0 down to tie the Reds, and then ended up not winning that game. But it was an interesting week, to say the least.
We're having a debate all day about these comps for what Javier Baez reminds us of in the way he plays the game. And Steve Rosenblum offered
I offered Patrick Kane as an electric athlete. Yeah.
But you also said figure skater. You know, we heard Jeff Passan earlier today talk about a muscle car with an engine that also purrs. I see like a great bullfighter when you look at the flourishes with something that comes at him and how he fits. It's not just enough to catch the ball. It's not just enough to slide into a plate. It's he finishes the athletic movement artistically.
Yeah, I do like the Patrick Kane comp. There's a little kind of old school point guard thing going on there, where he's running the 3-on-2 break and the no look pass kind of thing. I think he's got that in him a little bit. He's just such a fascinating guy to watch. And if I had to go back and look at every game this past homestand, I think he did something every day, right? And I even said it yesterday, what's it going to be today? The heads-up play to get to first base, the stolen base, then the secondary lead and the ability to score the game-winning run. And then the two defensive plays he made in the ninth inning Friday and Saturday might be the two best plays we've seen all year.
The one he almost made yesterday that was mad at himself for not making, and I'm thinking usually a normal guy would say, hey, way to knock that down. And with him, it's like, oh, come on, man, you know?
Yeah, and I don't, you know, my hunch tells me he was not going to make the play, but I think in his mind he was convinced that he was going to. And it's, you know, the other thing that's interesting to watch about him is just the teams that are unfamiliar with him at the plate. You know, Osuna had him with two strikes and threw a pitch that was right over the heart of the plate. You know, pitchers, they make mistakes, and if you throw anything near that box, that graphic on your screen, he has a chance to do a lot of damage with it.
He has become so entertaining. I likened him to when I first covered, my first baseball beat included Reggie Jackson on the 84 Angels. And even Javi's strikeouts are exciting. There's something too. There's a flourish there. It's a moment watching him taking it bat. And that's why I think he's as electric, maybe more electric than any athlete except Kane in this city, which doesn't make him the best. It just makes him a show. It makes him entertainment.
Yeah, and I think that it's the highs and lows. It's the all out all the time. And the fact that all or nothing does, you know, tend to happen with him at the plate. Makes it very entertaining to watch. It makes it frustrating at times, for sure. But I do think that, by and large, with guys like Javi, the bad that you see is kind of a symptom or result of the great that you see, and it's hard to really get one and not the other as a result. And it's kind of the baseball thing where we say guys who walk a lot are going to take some strikeouts because they work deep counts. And I think with Baez's swing, you know, his ability to hit the ball 500 feet means he's going to swing at some pitches and look really, really ugly doing it. You know, there are times on defense when maybe he should calm down a little bit, maybe just make the routine play. But I think it's just in his DNA to play with a flair that he's had his whole life. And that's what's gotten him to the big leagues, and I think that's what he's going to continue to do.
What's wrong with Justin Wilson?
Well, I don't know. It sure looks like it's in his head. You know, I think being traded to the Cubs, you know, he's moved around a little bit in his career. But I think the fact that when he got here, he had trouble finding the strike zone. It might have been a mechanical thing. And it just looks to me like now he's really pressing, and it's got to be mental. You know, they look at Wilson as being a really important piece here. And even when he's not finding the strike zone, he's throwing 97, 98 miles an hour. But it just doesn't look like he has any idea where it's going right now. They've got some time. They've got a little bit of a lead here in the division. And I still think he's got a chance to be a big part of this. But they need to get that sorted out for sure.
Yeah, not just that, because you had Koji Ujihara at one point who you thought could be sort of an in-between your high and low leverage bullpens depending on an opponent and how he was doing. But when his fastball is up and I watch the reactions of hitters closely, it seems like they are all over whatever he is putting up there, and their response to some of these pitches is as if they can't wait to get hacks at these high fastballs.
Yeah, he's got kind of the invisible, which my partner Jim Deshays had a bit when he pitched, and that was the mid 80s fastball that was eye level, that seemed to get on you pretty quickly. You know, Koji's had his moments this year. I think he's been really good, but he's also had a couple of stretches where it hasn't looked so good, and you hope that a little rest on the DL will do him some good. Now, the good news is Brian Dunsing has been way and above. I didn't know what to expect from Brian Dunsing, and he had the back issue in spring training, had some time on the DL earlier this season. He's missing bats. His velocity is higher than it has ever been, and I think he's become kind of quietly a really important part of this bullpen mix. And now you take Mike Montgomery out of the bullpen to start for John Lester. So, yeah, you need some guys to step up out there. But I still claim that even with the recent struggles of the pen, if you look at the entire volume of work, it's probably been the most consistent part of the ball club, which is strange to say because I think going into the season it was maybe the one question mark we all had. But for the most part, if the bullpen didn't kind of keep things afloat early in the season, it could have gotten really ugly because starting rotation had some stretches where they didn't give you a lot of deep outings and the offense was really inconsistent. Fortunately, those parts now on the team in the second half have been pretty good, and they've been able to kind of make up for some of the bullpen issues.
Had you ever met Grapes before?
I interviewed Don Cherry on my radio show in Milwaukee about 20 years ago, and he was great, but I had never met him in person, and he was really nervous to sing, as he should be, as everyone who does it for the first time should be. But it was enjoyable to talk to a guy I've watched every week on Hockey Night in Canada for about 35 years or so.
He's a beaut, you know, a good Canadian boy. That's
yes,
all Cherry says. Good Jerry loves Jonathan Toews. Good Canadian boy.
That's right. You know, Steve, I was listening to you guys earlier about the play at the plate, and you know, I'm torn on it because, number one, the collision rule has worked. There haven't been a lot of collisions. There haven't been a lot of injuries. So I think I have a hard time arguing with the results of the rule. But where I agree with you is that when it comes to replay and determining, you know, who's at fault, if anybody, whether you're blocking the plate or if a runner, which rarely happens, tries to run over a catcher. Remember, Rizzo did it earlier this year. I'm with you on that, where if we're in a World Series game, it could get a little tricky there. You know, Joe has kind of told his guys, you know, you got to kind of run through the plate if the guy's there. But I think we're at that point where anybody who runs anybody over, even if they have the right of way, I really feel like baseball's frowning on it. So they've got a little bit of an issue there where if we have one of those big plays in a big moment, it could create quite a conversation about whether that rule needs to be tweaked a little bit.
But if I'm a catcher, I take advantage of that the way I think Montero took advantage of it.
Sure.
That your runners are more likely to go out of their way. I got a better chance of tagging them out. I'm not going to get hurt. They've been taught. They've been trained.
Absolutely.
They've made it a point. I think he took advantage of that. It's to his credit. But
yeah.
I think baseball has an NFL-like what's a catch problem on its hands, determining intent,
And I think where the rule has worked is, whether they should or not, guys are trying to avoid contact. Mm-hmm. They are sliding around the catcher. And, you know, look, let's be honest. It was for a long time, but baseball's not a contact sport. I don't think we really are looking for the Hal McCray type plays. You know, we don't see those anymore, right? But you go back to the 70s, we see guys just bowling over people. We've largely eliminated that, and I think that's a good thing, because we don't want to lose our superstar players to dumb collisions. And, you know, when Anthony Rizzo runs into somebody, he's probably going to hurt somebody. But I do agree with you that we're at the point now, early in the rule, the catchers were being called a lot for blocking the lane. We never see that call now, and it may need a little bit of a tweak to make sure the catchers don't take advantage of that. You're right.
Were you surprised with the atmosphere over the weekend with all of those Blue Jays fans there? It seemed like there was a different energy.
Free Labatt.
Well, you know, I'm kind of with Steve, because I'm such a hockey guy that I kind of knew coming in that it would be pretty great, that there would be a lot of Toronto fans there. I'm kind of half Canadian. JD's on the border.
Right.
So we kind of have Canadian blood. So
you can see Ontario from where he lives.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was great. The weather was amazing. I wasn't that surprised there were a lot of Toronto fans there, just because the Jays hadn't been here since 2005. But it might have been the most fun series we've had all year, and it's just interesting that it's a team the Cubs never play and have no rivalry with, but I thought it was absolutely terrific all weekend.
Lastly, do you share my surprise and disappointment with the booing of Miguel Montero?
I'm not shocked. I was maybe a little surprised. I have a hard time really being upset at Miguel, and I don't think anybody in the organization right now is. I feel like that thing had to happen the way it did, and even Miguel kind of acknowledged that he probably was wrong, but that's just the way he's going to be, and kind of apologized, but basically said, I am who I am, and because of where the Cubs were around 500 at the time, it made sense for them to kind of cut bait and move on. But beyond that, everybody I talked to in that clubhouse, guys, they still love him. And considering how important he was, yep, the two playoff seasons and then through the World Series run, I don't think he has any reason to hang his head. He didn't, and I thought everything he said this weekend was appropriate. Yeah, I was a little surprised he got booed, but I would hope the next time he comes to Wrigley Field that bygones will be bygones.
Real quick, Arrieta did Friday what you would want a guy to do the day your ace gets put on the DL. I don't know if too much should be made of it, but was that an important start? Was it important for him to do that day?
Well, I guess after he did it, it feels that way. Mm-hmm. But I just think these guys are pretty self-motivated. I think their eyes are on the prize. They know that they can't really go through a lose 5 out of 6 situation right now. They don't want to get back into a chasing the Brewers mode. So I think right now, regardless of who's hurt, who's not, who's available, I think all the starting pitchers know that they need to be at their best here. And, you know, John Lackey, give him credit. He's come off the DL and hasn't lost a start yet. Hendricks hasn't won since late May, but he's got an ERA of about 3.5. Quintana, I heard your comments earlier, and I'm with you. Like, I think after his first start, hasn't been particularly that good. And you look down, and it's 6 innings, 2 runs.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't complain about him at all. So, no, the rotation to me has been really good, and I think they should be able to sustain here over the next couple of weeks with John Lester on the DL.
All right, Len, you're a smart man. You did not go to Cincinnati when you didn't have to be there yet. So
somebody might force feed him Skyline Chili.
Yeah,
that can't happen.
Good for you. An actual day off. Well earned.
It was a good day, and looking forward to getting back at it tomorrow and seeing how this road trip treats the Cubs.
Thanks, Len.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
Len Casper, brought to you by AutoZone. If your check engine light comes on, head to AutoZone. Their Fix Finder tool can check it on the spot for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Zach Zaidman has Bears stuff. John Fox being asked about his quarterbacks today. He's going to let us know what the latest is. Maybe we've got a change in stance, in attitude. We'll find out next on the
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Drink ours.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Only a couple of weeks after saying that he was planning to win another championship, Bills wide receiver Anquan Boldin has pulled the plug, saying that he has a higher calling than football. There's no doubt in my mind that that's true, and that he was going to commit himself to this once his career was over. But did he really think that his career was going to be over 2 weeks after signing with Buffalo? If so, why sign with them in the first place? Because this is not what he signed up for. He signed up thinking the Bills would do everything they could to win. Then 4 days after he signed, they dealt their most talented player, Sammy Watkins. Then Tyrod Taylor had a game where he finished with a quarterback rating of 12. No wonder Anquan retired. My man's plan changed as soon as he discovered what the Bills' plan was, namely to break it up, rebuild it, and put themselves in the best position possible to draft the best quarterback they could in 2018. I'm Jim Rome.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BullandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new, stunning, and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzie's burned some bridges.
Some bridges?
Wow. The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship, and Ozzie Guillen was the manager of the club, and I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. On deck.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
We'll get right to it. Zach Zaidman on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. And the Bears are continuing to face questions about their handling of the most important position on the field. And I'm wondering, Zach, if you are sensing any change in tone.
Well, instead of me giving my opinion, I want you to listen to how John Fox was peppered with questions in regards to Mitchell Trubisky today. And then make your decision after you hear this. Let's take a listen.
John, will Mitch play with the ones against the Titans?
Again, we haven't talked about that. Obviously, we're very, very early. We're not even in the preparation for the Titans yet. So we'll meet on that. We'll talk, and you know, we'll keep you guys posted.
How about practice?
Well, we don't practice on Wednesday, so we'll kind of figure out that tomorrow.
Is there a way to give Trubisky first-team reps without being in front to Mike Glennon as the starter?
You know, I think probably not. You know, I think... but, you know, like I said, we'll evaluate that and see where that goes.
You went back and watched Mitch's game the other night. What stood out to you?
We're talking about
Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky. Yeah, all right.
I did not play.
Yeah. I think we might have it. No. Anyways, you know, I thought, again, he showed good toughness. You know, I think he took a couple shots. They did a couple things different that we hadn't seen as far as protection. You know, but I thought he showed good accuracy. You know, probably maybe a couple decisions that I like he'd probably change, but, you know, I thought all in all he did well.
So basically what John Fox is saying there is there were a couple of decisions that were poor, which probably would have led to interceptions. A lot was focused on Mike Glennon throwing that one pick in the red zone, which is unacceptable if you want to gain the coaching staff's trust. And then there was another one which probably should have been intercepted as well by the Cardinals, and apparently Trubisky was in the same boat. But here is why what you just heard is a big deal. Because from the moment that Mitchell Trubisky was drafted by the Bears, all this organization has done publicly is say that Mike Glennon is the number one. There is no quarterback competition. There's no quarterback controversy, all that kind of stuff. Today was the first day, and who knows? They may take the field Wednesday, and Glennon may take all the reps with the ones. We don't know. But it's the first time where the door was left open for the possibility that Trubisky may move up. And that says something considering the way they've handled this situation from the night that they made the trade up to number two to draft Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, there's a follow-up there that wasn't asked, though, because it was a good question. Is there any way to give Mitch Trubisky first-team reps without it being an affront to Mike Glennon? And he considered it, and he said, probably not. And then blah, 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 blah. The next question in my mind is, are you concerned with that? Does it matter to you how Mike Glennon would feel if you made that decision?
I think the answer tells you that he doesn't worry about it. Now, there are a couple of things at play here. Number one, just because Mike Glennon hasn't done anything over the first couple of preseason games to inspire confidence, does that automatically mean that you want Mitchell Trubisky playing with the ones starting the regular season against the defending NFC champions, what is a very difficult schedule out of the gate. Not just the fact that you're taking the Falcons on, but then you go on the road to Tampa Bay. You follow that up with a game against Pittsburgh, one of the best defenses in football, and then on short rest, you have to go and play a Thursday night game at Lambeau Field. So I don't think it's realistic to expect Mitchell Trubisky to start the season as the Bears' number one quarterback. I just don't see that happening. But it would not surprise me if the guy got a few practice reps with the ones, or potentially even saw a little bit of time with the first team against Tennessee in that third preseason game, especially if Glennon goes out and looks good early in that game, then why not give the youngster a shot? If he looks poor, then maybe you bring Glennon back to begin the second half with the ones, which would traditionally be the case in a third preseason game. I just think there's a lot that Mitchell Trubisky has to learn, and I wouldn't be comfortable throwing him in to the early portion schedule that the Bears have. I think the natural way to do it would be maybe after, and this is assuming that Mike Glennon does so poorly at the start of the regular season.
So far, that's a good bet.
To me, I always say it's the preseason. And I laugh because we go through this every single season. From the time that, Rosie, you started covering football when Sid Luckman established the T formation and took it to the next level, to even Dan's days covering the Bears. I think we make too much of the preseason. For example, you would think that there's nothing wrong with the Bears defensively, other than injuries, that all of a sudden, based on the way they've looked over the first couple of preseason games, that we can automatically assume the Bears defense is significantly better. And I don't know that you can say that when the teams that they're playing against are running vanilla offenses. So it makes it look a little bit easier for a defense to have some success. And in regards to the Bears specifically, you know, they just took on a pair of top five defenses. There's no way from a talent standpoint, with the receiving core that they've got, with the banged up offensive line that they've got, there's no way that they would be able to, just from a talent standpoint, stay in the game against those teams without scheming them. But you're not going to see those types of offensive game plans in the preseason. So that's why I always say we have to take a deep breath in regards to the preseason, because these teams that are watching Trubisky, what happens if you take away his ability to escape the pocket? And all of a sudden you scheme him where he's forced to be a pure pocket passer in a game. Things change a little bit. So I think when you finally decide to make the call and name Mitchell Trubisky the starter, you want this to be for the long haul. You don't want to play with his mind the way, and you saw it last year with Jared Goff and the Rams, and he may never recover from that. And you saw it happen early on in David Carr's career with the Houston Texans. You have to be very careful with young quarterbacks, especially a guy that's had just 13 starts of major college football playing in a scheme that they don't generally run in the NFL. I think it's important that when you put him out there, that you're comfortable that he will be able to handle the ups and downs long term, and you don't have to yank him out after a couple of games because things aren't going his way. And that's why I'd almost sacrifice in the early going and go with the veteran quarterback, whoever that may be, before I throw Trubisky to the rules.
All right, Zach, sit tight. We'll get people updated. Come right back to you.
Scoreboard update.
4:32, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title. Be there October 14th for the home opener at Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The first of two games underway over at Guaranteed Rate Field. Twins already leading it 1-0 bottom half of the first inning. Eduardo Escobar, an RBI single off Carlos Rodon. Carson Fulmer up from AAA. He will start the nightcap. As for the Cubs, they open up a road trip in Cincinnati tomorrow. John Lackey will be on the mound. The Cubs leading the Central by two games over Milwaukee. And today, Anthony Rizzo named the National League Player for the Week. He hit .429, 13 RBIs. One other baseball note, it was revealed today that Detroit's Ian Kinsler was fined $10,000 for his recent comments towards umpire Angel Hernandez. College football, Alabama number one, Ohio State number two in the first AP Weekly poll. Remember trading your chips for cookies when snacks came out? Things are so different today. Kids turn down those trades because Go-Go Squeeze is made with 100% fruit, no artificial anything, just orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it. Find Go-Go Squeeze in the applesauce aisle. This scoreboard update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for only $419 per month for 36 months, no security deposit, $43.44 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. I'm David Schuster. You are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow, 5:30, Mark Brody's pregame show, and then it'll be followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Talking with Zach Zaidman in the middle of his Bears report, we started with the quarterbacks, but there were other positional battles going on and more to be learned from the game on Saturday. What were the big takeaways?
You liked what Jonathan Buller did in that game. They've been waiting for him to step up. A third-round draft pick out of Florida, underperformed last year at one point, getting benched, and he's really stepped up throughout the offseason, had a really good game before leaving the game early with what the Bears called a glute injury.
I said it's a third of his body weight then is endangered because that man is like an ass with legs.
So
Dan is fascinated with Jonathan Buller's
backside. I'm proud of what he did in the offseason.
Yes, which could house a family of four, Dan believes.
It's important because what's his strength? The ability to get off at the line of scrimmage. So that's where the power comes from, right, Dan?
Correct.
So anyway, the glute is, according to John Fox, it's not considered a major thing. He's day-to-day, according to the Bears head coach. So that's encouraging. But I did like the fact that, you know, you're seeing some depth on that defensive line. Because last year, you know, when Eddie Goldman went down and Buller didn't perform up to expectations, they needed more up front. It looks like they have enough bodies there where if they do suffer some injuries, the drop-off from first team to second team isn't going to be catastrophic. Akeem Hicks didn't play in that game, and you wouldn't have known it by the way the Bears were able to generate a push with their defensive line. I like the way they've been able to stop the run over the first couple of games. That's a huge key in turning teams into that one-dimensional passing type of offense that you want. So it looks as though they've improved defensively. But again, these teams aren't scheming them. So that's why you got to pump the brakes on all the positive things we say, just like you have to pump the brakes on the negative stuff. In regards to Roberto Aguayo's kick, by the way, and I know you were going to ask me this, no, there was no wind when he missed wide right. The roof was closed. But they did point out that he was working. I believe it was only the fourth time that he had actually worked in any fashion with the people that they call the operation.
But he absolved them of any blame. He said they got it out, they got it down, and it was his fault.
Yeah. I mean, now, Fox said that, you know, the snap was a little bit low, but, you know, Pat O'Donnell quickly tried to flip it around. So it wasn't an ideal situation, but, you know, still, you're not dealing with the weather situation.
No, he's toast. He's toast.
The other thing you have to remember is that from the moment that Aguayo was signed, Connor Barth has been locked in and taken his game to the next level. He has not missed a single field goal in any practice or in a game. And that's saying something. So they want competition. They're getting the best out of Connor Barth. Now, I don't believe that Aguayo was brought in here because they believe he's a better field goal kicker than Barth, but I do think they feel that his leg is strong enough where it can impact the kicking game in regards to the coverage.
He's done.
But if you don't make your field goals, and this has been an issue throughout his professional career, as brief as it is, I don't see how someone who has had mental issues in regards to kicking, I don't see how kicking at Soldier Field is going to be able to solve those problems, because we all remember the carnival that you had here prior to them
again,
signing
Robbie
Gold.
Roberto Aguayo is not making this team. There's no possible way John Fox is going to put that guy on his team, and the fact that he's even here now still is surprising.
It was surprising. I mean, they did like him a lot when he was at Florida State. So did a lot of other teams, but it says something that the Bears were the only team to claim him off of waivers, which was very interesting.
What about Kevin White continuing to be bad?
There's nothing you can really say. I think that the issue to me is that he doesn't play up to his size speed ratio. And I think that's been concerning. Now, I don't know if it's because he's still trying to recover from the two serious leg injuries, but he's done nothing, and I keep saying it, he's done nothing to make you notice him for the right reasons out on the practice field. I think he's got to do a better job of fighting for those 50-50 balls. I think he's got to do a better job of understanding that in the NFL, there will be guys around you, but you're considered open. And I think that's new to him, because when he was in college, he didn't have to deal with that. He was so much bigger and faster than most of the people that lined up against him that he was literally wide open. There was no one around him. And I think he's having difficulty adjusting to that in the NFL level. And what's surprising is, and this, when I look at the Bears receiving core, Cameron Meredith had a very good season last year, but Alshon Jeffrey was on the other side, taking the number one cornerback. So the number two guy was on Meredith. It changes this year. The top cornerback on the other team in all likelihood is going to be on Meredith to take him out of the game, which means White is going up against the number two corner. He should be able to do a much better job of dominating that matchup. And that's why when we get back to the Trubisky question, you have to take a look at the weapons around Glennon right now with the first team. And the receivers, it's not just Glennon that has left you with no reason to get excited. The receiving core leaves little to be desired in terms of excitement heading into the regular season. And you're dealing with a makeshift offensive line because of some of the injuries. You know, we're still waiting for Kai Long to be able to, you know, go through consecutive days with an entire practice, and then he has yet to play a preseason game. It's a concern, especially in light of what happened last week. And I think that, you know, the fact that they put Hronis Grisou at center, the fact that they tried Will Poles with the first team at right guard. Yeah, there's some issues there. And would you want Trubisky to start the season against the teams that I mentioned earlier with so far what I've been listing as your first team offense? Now, I know they can create a little bit, some mismatches in regards to their tight ends and their running backs. You know, Tariq Cohen continues to impress. You know what Jordan Howard can do. They feel that they can really do some things with their tight end position, not just Zach Miller and Adam Shaheen, but Deion Sims, who they brought over from Miami. But again, it's a limited unit. It's a group that scored 17 points per game last season. So I don't necessarily know that beginning the season with Trubisky is the best way for Trubisky to have long-term success. And ultimately, that's what it's about.
All right, let's do nuggets and tidbits now, please.
All right, first, here is John Fox's thoughts on the rookie running back, Tariq Cohen.
You always can't judge a book by its cover. You know, I think he's proven to be, you know, whether it was in underwear or now even in pads, you know, he's very explosive.
Ow, yeah, see, we've all, you know,
as teenagers, we were all very explosive in our underwear.
Well, hey, you know, once a year, I'm good for it.
Wow.
I'm in the George Brett Club.
These are some images that I'm going to apologize to everyone listening that they have to visualize both of you in that type of situation.
George Brett said it. You know, he's older than I am, but, you know, I get it. Once a year.
And then there was John Fox, the comedian, at the podium today. You know, it's solar eclipse day. Just take a listen.
Wait a second. I can't even get them on. You guys like to look?
Can't see us.
They are bad. How do they work?
That's John Fox.
How do they work?
Yes, he did ask, how do they work?
He put on eclipse glasses and asked how they work?
Yes. You know, the glasses that they were giving out right near the Adler Planetarium to everyone downtown today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had those on. There's a picture of it. I put it on the Twitter account. And he asked, how do they work?
It's all
no
a
one,
problem.
No one told him to look up.
It's all a problem.
It's all a problem.
Yeah.
How do they work?
He's a football coach.
Where's the light? Where's the light switch you turn on?
He doesn't have time for the easy stuff.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
He was brought to you by Gateway Classic Cars. Gateway Classic Cars of Chicago now is a new home. Come visit at their new location, 1329 Commerce Drive in Crete. First 50 consignments are free. For more information, call 866-430-2345. So, what do you think of that? Maybe a little bit of movement there, a little bit of softening.
The fact that it was an outright dismissal of the idea creates intrigue. And you're a fool. You're doing your team a disservice if you don't see Trubisky play a game with the ones against an opponent's ones.
There's certainly nothing to lose. And even if you tell Mike Glennon, look, don't worry, still your year, still your job, unless he's way better than and you're worse than we thought.
Yeah,
and then
you're just going to be liars and never believe us again. But
I don't believe now. They lie about injuries. They lie about everything. I mean, come on.
Right.
It's not like they've got some unassailable
But when they don't lie, when they lie about injuries, the players believe that they're on their side. They're protecting them. When you lie to a player about what his job is,
Sometimes things change. Circumstances change. Okay. Maybe they say, look, we thought you were better, and we didn't think this guy
You're viewing it very dispassionately, and I understand the logic, and that doesn't work in a locker room.
Yeah,
that
doesn't
work with professional athletes.
No, I just don't think there's a downside at this point to lying to him.
They did lie to him.
Right, other than Mike Lennon being mad at you, you don't care about him. You're paying him, he's gone.
Okay, what are you going to do? Well, you're Kyle Long, and they come in and tell you something. You go, do I really believe you?
But, right.
You just lied to Glennon.
But they can say, look, you saw Glennon.
Uh-huh. And what do you guys think of me? Yeah. Now you might be lying to me.
Might be.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you very much. It's been a nice day. Drive home safely. Yeah, tip your weight staff.
You're under contract to us, so, you know, deal with it. At the top of the hour, it's going to be Rich Campbell of the Tribune with more Bears stuff. You got the score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. When you work as hard as you do, you deserve to sleep harder and better every night. And to help make that happen, here's what Mattress Firm is going to do. They're going to give you a sneak peek at their incredible Labor Day savings. So the Labor Day sale is going on for you right now. You like binge-watching shows? If that's your thing, it got easier. There could be a free adjustable base in your future with select purchases. I have an adjustable base, and even though I'm not a binge-watcher, it still comes in handy, so you can make that mattress exactly how you want it, the perfect permutation for sleep or rest or work or whatever you're doing. And check this out. You can get the Dream Bed Lux at an unbeatable value right now of $39 a month for 6 years, and that comes with a free adjustable base. Get in there today to Mattress Firm to take advantage of the interest-free financing for 6 years. 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. You can check out the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch, the Beautyrest Black Hybrid Multi-Touch Memory Foam Mattress with the individually pocketed coils, and make sure you try out an adjustable base when you consult with the mattress professional at the Mattress Firm near you as part of their Labor Day sale. Get in there. It's Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BullandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way without compromising reliability on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines, with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot/tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
There's a reason that Sunrise Chevy has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from DealRater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
One thing the Arizona Cardinals are looking for is some improvement in their wide receivers. They, of course, have the great Larry Fitzgerald, who's not playing tonight, but they need some more from their wide receivers. There's Larry. I shouldn't have said he's not playing. He's not going to see a whole lot of action.
Oh, Sam. I understand it's difficult, but they get a nice check for these preseason games. It's all a one-off. It's easy cash for these guys, and there's a lot of names they don't know, and it's hard because he's not really in football mode yet. So
he knows Larry Fitzgerald. He should be able to tell whether he's playing or not. The uniform's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. I'm in football mode, and I'm in Cincinnati.
You know, it was amazing. For those of you who've done play-by-play, especially when you have different sports and different games, or you do like a conference basketball tournament where you've got multiple games going on, I had this amazing ability to be able to get a roster memorized as I needed, get all the names and uniform numbers. And then the moment that game was over, the moment the broadcast was over, it would just dump right out of my head. And I'd move on to the next. And
that's a handy thing.
Because otherwise you get completely cluttered and you can't get rid of temporary internet files that are slowing you down. And I would look at notes, like preparatory notes for whether it was an arena football game. You know, baseball was different because baseball, you have a series. You live with that team. You know your division rivals so well. But when
there's
a
story arc to a lot of players.
And when you have four, baseball is completely different. Baseball stays with you in a way that those other sports don't sometimes. And at least for me, maybe my brain just worked differently, but they say, how can he not? No, that's, you know, sometimes, hey, and he's an older guy. He does a lot of, he still does New York Rangers hockey, right?
He does that.
I think that's his primary job.
Lundqvist with a save.
Right. That's his love, right?
It has been.
I think that's his real thing. But I don't know. I understand. You load things in there, and then it's over, and then you're kind of done with it. So even from one game to the next, he probably knows the Bears well enough at this point, but there's a lot of guys on these training camp rosters.
You haven't lived until you've climbed the 96 steps to the top of the stadium, the old stadium, where it was Rangers, Blackhawks, an original six weekend. And I climbed the 96 steps, get up there, and I was supposed to do an interview and between periods interview for Rangers radio.
Right.
Sam's the greater. Hi, guy right this way with a pinky ring and everything.
Really?
Yes.
Come on in.
Come on in. And Sam, don't you have a job to...
Right. 9 points way. On the board, all courtesy of the strong leg of Robbie Gould. Rangers, excuse me, the Bears still down by a point.
Making sure you got a drink in your hand and something to eat.
Yeah.
Would you like a sandwich?
Sandwich.
Rod on the west side, you're on the score. Hey, Rod.
What's going on, guys? Here, real fast here. I'm almost offended at what Zach Zaman, that reporter Zach Zaman, says about Glennon and the Trubisky thing. Glennon sucks. He blows. And his windup is so bad. You remember the stuff they used to say about Leftwich Dan when he came out of it Marshall? He came out of Marshall, right? His windup, it takes forever for the ball to get there. The one pass out to White in the flat, he was open, but by the time the ball got there, the corner had already broke on it. And then on the interception, Meredith was on the first level, White was on the second level. They were both running across the field wide open. That's when he threw it into triple coverage, and they both kind of jumped up and down and threw their arms in the air. And that goes back to what you said earlier.
And they waved him like they just don't care.
The players know, man. The players know.
I tend to agree.
You can't evaluate him all because he doesn't have wide receivers, and Cutler had two in 9 years since he was here. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me what I'm seeing is not what I'm seeing.
Nah, fired up West Side Rock. God, I like it.
And yet...
he's offended at a discussion of the Bears quarterbacks.
You know what they need? I didn't check every game over the weekend. What they need is a Teddy Bridgewater-like injury for a team that doesn't think Mike Glennon sucks. That's what they need. They need them to run the Eagles' Carson Wentz plan.
A Sam Bradford kind of thing? Or they just flip him?
Right. That's what they need.
Get closer to winning a Super Bowl.
And I really thought that they would have contacted Adam Gase in Miami before the whole Jay Cutler thing happened.
Oh, I think Gase knows that Glennon isn't going to win him anything.
So what you're going to say, what you're going to tell me is that Ryan Pace is the only schmuck who would really be willing to bid against himself for Mike Glennon.
Everybody
in the NFL knows Glennon's bad except the team that signed him.
The segment brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions. With vehicle diagnostics and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. We will learn more about the Bears from Rich Campbell next. He joins us in moments on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata are better.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
CBS this fall. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, coming to CBS this fall. CBS Thursday. Don't miss a new episode of Zoo.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new threats.
We pray the barrier wall holds. Mankind's future depends on it.
And fighting new battles.
They think you know how to stop the hybrids.
I can't do this again.
You can run.
We gotta get out of here!
But you can't hide.
They are planning something big, something worse than we've ever seen.
Zoo, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would.